Glad to have you here to join us today. We lift your name on high, Lord.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to open to Psalm 102, actually you can also look on it on the screen. We'll have it up there as well. But Psalm 102 is a lamentation or a grieving over the nation as the psalmist cries, not only in distress for himself, but also for the people. He clothes, as he is crying this out, he clothes himself in sackcloth. And that is a garment that depicts grief. And yet at the same time, we're only going to go through half the psalm, but at the same time, there's faith in God that ensures a bright future for himself and also for the nation. So we'll go up to verse 15. It's kind of a long psalm, and you can follow along as I read. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me quickly, for my days have been consumed in smoke, and my bones have been scorched like a hearth. My heart has been smitten like grass and has withered away. Indeed, I forget to eat my bread. Because of the loudness of my groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I resemble a pelican of the wilderness. I have become like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I have become like a lonely bird on a housetop. My enemies have reproached me all day long. Those who deride me have used my name as a curse, for I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away. My days are like a lengthened shadow, and I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, abide forever, and your name to all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her, for the appointed time has come. Surely your servants find pleasure in her stones and feel pity for her dust. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. Father, one day we will rejoice in the fact that you are King, you are Lord, you are sovereign over all humanity, over all the nations, and they recognize your glory, that you are creator, you are maker. And so, Lord, in the meantime, I pray that we might be faithful to the call that you've given us as your people, your church. And, Lord, that you would dwell richly within our midst. Lord, you are the head of the body. You are the head of the church. And so we look to you. We look to you for healing. We look to you for inspiration. Lord, we look to you to get us through difficult days and difficult times. But, Lord, we also look to you in rejoicing and thanking you for your loving kindness and your goodness, your grace that you pour out upon us. Oh, Lord, be blessed. Be blessed in our midst. We thank you. We love you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated or you can stand as we worship the Lord together.
like a covenant of old.
Yes, Lord, we recognize your faithfulness and goodness this day. And Lord, as we continue to worship today, I pray, Lord, that this time we would take, Lord, and give you our full attention, Father. God, that we would cast our burdens upon you. God, we do not look elsewhere, God, as we enter your house, Lord, but we give full attention to you, Lord, to your spirit dwelling here in this place, God. For there's nothing worth more, God. Not the latest tweet going on, what's going on our Facebook. Lord, we want to give it all to you, Lord. Whether we know the words or not, God, I pray we would join in with the unseen around us, the heavenly beings worshiping along with us.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is
Holy Spirit. Come on. overcome us with your presence today. As we set our heart upon you, Lord, upon your word, Father God, we pray, Father, today, that your Holy Spirit, your presence would invade whatever is going on in our lives today. That you would have precedence, Lord, over everything, Lord. We're nearly halfway done with this year, God. It seems to be racing by. I pray, God, we would not neglect to seize the opportunity to bask in your glory and your presence. Even today, Lord, as we have such a privilege in memorial to the sacrifice that our Christ Jesus made on the cross, to remember you and all you're doing, Lord, in our lives today. Thank you, Father. You are welcome here in this place. Let's all stand and sing this one more time. Holy Spirit, lift up our voices to the Lord. Holy Spirit. Good God we serve, amen.
From heaven's throne, you came to us. You set your heart upon the cross. You'll never know the sacrifice you made for all our sin. For all our sin and all our shame, you took the nails, you took our place. No one else could do what you have done.
Sing one name.
One name is higher. One name is stronger.
From heaven's throne.
From heaven's throne, you came to us and set our heart upon the cross. We'll never know the sacrifice you've made
for all our sin.
For all our sin and all our shame, you took the nails, you took our place. For no one else could do what you have done.
No,
for one name is higher, one name is stronger than any grave, than any throne. Christ exalted over all.
From the grave,
oh, from the grave where death would die, you rose again and brought us life. You're reigning now, the Savior of the world.
You're reigning now.
You're reigning now, the Savior of the world.
One name is higher. One name is stronger.
Messiah, to you alone all praise belongs.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you with us this morning. And boy, we had a great time yesterday with the Ohana Day with the school. Boy, they had just a huge tent down there, and they had food and just a lot of great stuff. The entertainment, the kids were doing some of their giftings and all on stage, and it was just a great time. And thanks for coming out if you're part of that. I'd like you to turn around, say hi to a few folks before you're seated. Why don't you move around a little bit and give somebody a warm greeting in the Lord. I know Cliff is going to mention this, but we have the new Calvary magazine out, right fresh off the presses, and you're going to find that actually Hawaii is represented here. Actually, Daryl's situation that he's going through with their pro-life pregnancy center, where the state has demanded they put Planned Parenthood phone numbers up there, you know, to direct ladies to get an abortion. And so that's in there, and plus a couple things from us as well. So you might want to pick one of those up. It's really a great magazine, and Cliff will mention more about that. But I also wanted to make mention that, you know, we're trying to, the Church of God, they don't have a whole lot of parking. And so our pastors are going to go over there right now and apologize for the car.